Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO, and I mentioned we've got a guest coming in on our live line this morning, and it's really kind of fun for me to be able to talk about this. And I love hearing about the different things they've got going on with the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the state of Iowa. And we get a chance today to talk with Clay Norris, the executive director. And Clay, good to have you on board with us on KGLO.
It is so great to be here, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. You know, when I first heard about this, I thought, "Oh man, I got to get you on. We got to talk about this." It's the because so many people want to know, how can we help the people of Ukraine? And it's not like you could just send something right to somebody in Ukraine. You can't. You have to have pathways. You have to have connections. You have to know where to go through the right channels to make sure that whatever you do does get to Ukraine. And you guys have got an event scheduled called The Rock for Ukraine. So what do you guys got going? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you may be aware, I think a lot of people in Iowa are aware of a gentleman named Terry Klein. And Terry was in Ups and Downs, which is a Hall of Fame band, and he's a really great musician, and he is, you know, two-time or three-time inductee of ours. He called me, and he had this idea. He said, "I think I can get some bands together. If you can help me contact Arnold's Park and get the Roof Garden and all that." And I said, "Well, that's funny, Terry, because I was thinking along those same lines. I just didn't even know where to start." And so we pulled this together in about a week. He called some friends and they said, "We're in," like, right away. And I called the Roof Garden and they said, "Sure." And we, you know, there's no perfect night. I know we've got some school things that conflict, but we were trying to thread the needle, and Monday night seemed to make the most sense. So we're doing it on Monday, April 11th, wanted to do it as soon as possible. And we have three groups coming. One of them is a Hall of Fame band, the Senders. They're going to be there. I think the Itty Bitty Boji Band is going to open things up, and the Senders will be second in order. And then wrapping it up will be Lake Patrol. And they are very popular in the Lakes area, play a lot of gigs over the summer. So hopefully we'll draw a good crowd.
You know, and even I was thinking about this, even though it is a Monday, and it's from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. This gives people a chance, even if they want to drive an hour or two and go see the evening show and catch some bands and then head back home. I know you'd be a little blurry eyed maybe for Tuesday, but those are the kind of fun things you can do for a good cause.
Yeah. And that time of year too, to put in a little plug for our area. I mean, you know that in the summertime, the hotel rooms are really expensive and they're hard to get, but you know, this time of year, it would be fun for folks over there to come over, watch a good show, spend the night in the Lakes area, come back the next morning and take a look at our museum. I mean, we'd be open at 10 o'clock in the morning. And there's, you know, some things open here in the wintertime, too. So Maritime Museum's open. I think the Arnold's Park Museum is open. So it would be a good, fun week, or, you know, beginning of the week if you had the time.
Clay, I mentioned right off the bat, you know, finding the channels to get the dollars and cents to Ukraine. That's something. Again, talk about the process of moving the funds that you raise to Ukraine. How will you do that?
Well, we were fortunate enough to have a connection. The church I go to in Spirit Lake, Crosswinds Church, had been working with a 501c3 missionary group out of Sioux Falls, and they're called Arise Ukraine. And you can get on their Facebook page and see what they've been doing. I mean, they are right there, so we get the money to them, and then they're able to purchase food, supplies, get it right to the people of Ukraine. I mean, they're there. There's a couple from Sioux Falls that are actually there, and we felt like, you know, there's a lot of ways to do it, as you know. And, you know, just didn't know when the money would get there, all of those sort of things. This was a way that we felt like we could make a fairly quick impact.
Clay, you were telling me that you've been involved with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Music Association for a couple of years in your position. And boy, just through the years, this is something that has really, really grown in that area, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And we're kind of turning a corner. I mean, we have a mission statement, excuse me, that says we want to celebrate the legacy and inspire the future of rock and roll music in the state of Iowa. And we do a good job, we will do a good job, and we have done a good job of celebrating the legacy. But what we're trying to do is now inspire the future, which means, you know, we have to look at some other target markets while keeping the legacy part going. So, I mean, we have a whole series of concerts over the summer called Rock the Roof, which will be very similar to the type of event we're doing for Rock for Ukraine, where it tends to be 50s to 70s music and people like the dance and that sort of thing. But we've got to start looking for kind of, I'm on that edge. I'm 60 years old, so I'm right on that. I'm an older, I got 1 foot in baby boomer and 1 foot in Gen X, you know? And so we went to concerts, right? We went and listened to concerts. And so we're kind of doing that more and more. Like, we've got a tribute concert coming up, which is the Linda Ronstadt Experience, where one of the American Idol finalists, Tristan McIntosh, does an incredible Linda Ronstadt, and a band from New England and Nashville and backing her up. So we're wanting to do those kind of things, patio events. We're going to have our Iowa Rocks talent people perform some of them in front of the big free shows that Arnold's Park does on the green space. We're trying to do things statewide. We've got an event coming up in November called Rock for Vets. And our goal is to have 6 or 8 shows. Humana has graciously sponsored us statewide. And we want to have 6 or 8 shows on Veterans Day or the day before or day after all across the state, and invite veterans to come for free. So there's just a lot of things we're wanting to do.
Tell everybody a little bit more about the Roof Garden. If they're not familiar with that, that particular stage area.
Well, I mean, obviously the two iconic stages in this state, I would argue, is the Surf, which you guys know tons about. And I just get all warm and fuzzy when I go in the Surf. I mean, it is super cool. And then there's the Roof Garden. Now, the Roof Garden, I think it's the second Surf ballroom, correct? The one that is there is the second one. The first one was right on the lake. Roof Garden has a similar history. There's three. There was the one on the lake that lasted until about 1987, and then it needed to be torn down. Too much dancing over the years in the roof, I guess. And then there was this interim one that was kind of like a glorified Morton building. And that was the one where our association started. You know, it was from 87 until just recently. And then there's been this big fundraising drive. A major donor gave a lot of money to the area. And it was totally rebuilt into a beautiful state-of-the-art facility ballroom. And it's right next to the Majestic Pavilion. That's a 100-year-old building, which they refurbished also, and put a new wood floor down on it because it used to be a skating rink. And it is a smaller venue, more intimate. And then the Roof Garden can accommodate well over 1,000 people. And it's got some booths like the Surf does, just a strip of them along the side, but just super awesome sound system and two big screen TVs and all that kind of stuff. It's a beautiful facility.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you mentioned too the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame gift shop area and so forth. People can get in there, you say. What are the hours of that if they're coming out to go to the Rock for Ukraine?
Well, we are open Tuesdays through Saturdays this time of year until probably sometime in May we'll switch and be open 7 days a week. But right now it's Tuesday through Saturday, and we're open 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And there is a very nice museum complex right there on the park grounds, Arnold's Park grounds. And we have a space there. And I mentioned earlier, we're adjacent to the Maritime Museum, which is a fabulous place in itself. and then the Arnold's Park Museum, so you can even ride down one of the old wooden slides that used to be in the park. It's indoors, and get in your gunny sack and slide down. It's fun to see adults giggling right along with their grandchildren and stuff on that thing.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. I'll bet. That's for sure. One more thing before I do let you go today, and that is, Clay, if somebody's listening right now and they're thinking, you know, I want to give something to Ukraine to help the people of Ukraine. We've got some folks that listen to KGLO. I know they feel positively about helping in any possible way they can, but they can't make it to this event. Is there a way that they can go online or make a donation or do that for the show some way like that?
Yeah, there's multiple ways. You can get on our website, and there's a place where you could just donate, and you could put in a memo line or something, you know, a note that says, I want this to go to Ukraine. You could do it that way. You could call us and call us at the museum and that phone number, and you could probably put this up later. I can give it to you, but it's 712-330-0889. So you can call the office, the museum office. They could take your name down. They can, get your credit card number, whatever. You could do it that way. Or we're going to have a Venmo and a PayPal active. It is info@iowarockroll.com. So info@iowarockandroll.com. And that works for both Venmo and PayPal. So you can do it that way as well.
Fantastic stuff, Clay. I'll try to get this posted up on our KGLOAM.com website, too, so people can listen to the interview again. But I do appreciate your time today and your efforts, too, with the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Music Association. Thanks for all you guys are doing, and good luck in the Rock for Ukraine.
Thank you. And before I leave, I do want to thank publicly Terry Klein and Steve Samuelson. Those are two of our Hall of Famers that are working really hard to make this happen. And then all three bands, the Itty Bitty Boji Band, the Senders, and Lake Patrol, that are all donating their time. And then also Arnold's Park and the Roof Garden. They're going to be doing some special things. Blake Childs Designs, which is the sound people of the Lakes News Shopper here locally. All of them have contributed towards this, and couldn't do it without those friends.
Let's make it happen, right?
Yep.
Hey, Clay, good to talk to you today. Have a great one.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the time this morning, and I hope to see many of your listeners over on the 11th.
All righty. We'll stop by and see you sometime real soon, too, okay?
Please do.
All right, sure will. Thanks. It's Clay Norris, everybody. He is the executive director with the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association, the Hall of Fame Museum, and so forth out in Arnold's Park. That's going to be quite a show. Rock for Ukraine, Monday, April 11th at the Roof Garden Ballroom.